here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 31st of May, 2025. May 31st is World Parrot Day. Parrots are striking, charismatic birds, renowned for their crafty mimicry and vibrant plumage. Parrots have strong, curved beaks, an upright stance, and clawed feet. They are classified in four families that contain roughly 350 species, found mostly in tropical and subtropical regions of Australia, Asia, Africa, and the Americas. But some parrots fly off the beaten path. The Kias, for example, live in alpine regions of New Zealand and nest in ground burrows, while the endangered maroon-fronted parrot dwells at 6,000 feet in Mexico's Sierra Madre. Like most other birds, parrots have four toes per foot, each ending in a sharp claw. But instead of the usual three in front, one behind arrangement, parrot toes are configured for maximum grip, 2 point forward and 2 point backward. Along with beaks that can crack the world's toughest nuts, parrots' unique feet contribute to their eating abilities as they can grab and hold food with their toes. Their unique claws also make parrots efficient, strong climbers. A large number of parrots are vividly colored, and most parrots exhibit little to no sexual dimorphism, meaning both males and females have colorful plumage. Parrots live very long lives, with the average lifespan being 50 years. The kakapo, based in New Zealand, is the biggest parrot, weighing up to 9 pounds, but is unable to fly. Parrots are known for their high intelligence, particularly certain species like the African gray parrot. They exhibit cognitive abilities comparable to those of young children, demonstrating skills in learning, memory, and problem solving. African gray parrots, for example, have been shown to understand and use a large vocabulary, perform complex tasks, and even show emotional responses. Few who keep parrots as pets give them the opportunity to express and exhibit their most basic bird behaviors, such as flying, flocking, and mate finding. Parrots in the wild mate for life. Parrots have always been difficult to study in the wild. Many live in remote, inaccessible areas, like jungles filled with thick vegetation. Researchers have attempted to study parrots' habits by attaching GPS trackers to them, but the birds can skillfully remove such unwanted accessories from their bodies. Parrots disperse seeds, regenerate forests, and maintain the health and biodiversity of ecosystems. Sadly, 1/3 of all parrot species are currently endangered, making them the birds with the highest aggregate extinction risk of any other bird group. The exotic parrot trade network proliferates around the globe, contributing significantly to the decline of wild parrots and biodiversity in their native habitats. In Ghana, logging has destroyed 99% of the African gray parrot population. Thankfully, wild bird trafficking in the United States was tempered by the Wild Bird Conservation Act passed in 1992, and restrictions imposed by the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, an international treaty that regulates importation of endangered flora and fauna. And here is Rumi's story for today, The Merchant and the Parrot. There once was a merchant, and he had a beautiful parrot imprisoned in a cage. When the merchant prepared for a journey to India, he said to the parrot, "What present do you want me to bring you from the region of India?" The parrot answered him, "When you see the parrots there, explain my situation to them." The man accepted this request and agreed that he would deliver the greeting from her to her own kind. When he reached the farthest regions of India, he saw some parrots in a wilderness. He delivered the message, which he had been given in trust. Among those parrots, one parrot trembled greatly, fell, died, and stopped breathing. The merchant became sorry about telling such news and said, "I have destroyed this animal." The merchant finished his trading and returned to his home. The parrot said to him, "Tell me what you saw and said." He replied, "I told your complaints to a group of your fellow parrots. One parrot, her heart broke from getting wind of your pain, trembled and died. When she heard about what had happened, the caged parrot then trembled, fell, and became cold. When the master saw her fallen like this, he jumped up and hurled his cap on the ground. After that, he threw her out of the cage. Immediately, the little parrot flew to a high branch. She made such a swift flight, she resembled the sun when it charges forth and rises up at dawn. The merchant became bewildered by the bird's action. He called to the parrot, "What did that parrot do so that you learned this trick and burned me with sorrow?" The parrot answered, "She gave me advice by her very action, meaning escape. She herself acted dead for the sake of sending me this advice. Become dead like me so that you may find deliverance." After that, she said the salam of parting to the merchant. He was amazed and said to her, "Go in the protection of Allah." The Merchant and the Parrot by Jalal al-Din Muhammad Rumi. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the reminder that all beings were made to be free.